right, so this morning, Inside Rivers, and as we look at business activities, we tend to have our office beat every Tuesdays and Thursday. None right now is apparently as important as how people can get to their place of business. It's been one of the longest running themes in River State for at least the past year and 6 months. People complain about bad roads, yada, 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 left, right, and center. What can the government do? What are communities doing? Communities are actually doing a lot, I have seen, and I still get to see some communities, you know, go to some sites that maybe they have rubble left over from the construction, they buy it, then they bring it to a bad spot, and then they put it there and ask people to break it down so that, you know, it makes the road more motorable. Now, I've seen keke riders do the same. They levy themselves and sometimes even tell the passengers, "Oga, madam, see, for the next 5 hours, we don't go walk. We try fix our road. It will spoil our keke." I've seen them do that. Now, some parts of River State have had people, groups, communities, you know, come together to have these things carried out so that they can at least ease their travails as they go on their businesses. Now, very recently, Governor Yesuwike has pledged to ensure that all roads in the state, this is in the news, I didn't say it, Wike said all roads in the state are motorable before he leaves office. The governor said this during the flag off of the Elekaya internal roads, which I know very well. He said leadership for him is all about his own people. He also urged people of Elekaya not to listen to propaganda, but focus on the development of the community. Now, let's take a listen to what, jolly good old, Wike said. Once again, Jude did not say this, all right? It wasn't me, all right? If you're wondering, I'm not putting words into anybody's mouth. It wasn't me, but it was said by the governor. This is what the governor had to say on this said subject matter. Here we go.
But let me say clearly that, you know, in politics, people are good in propaganda. I'm sure so many of you, people have told you I was not going to do anything for the Kaya community. I'm sure most of them have run away to Abuja. They don't want to come and see the flag off. But let me commend Amangada, the primary ruler of El Kaya. Even when he was outside the country, he would send me text messages and say which day will be El Kaya turn. For me, that is what leadership is all about. About your own people.
All right, so it's about your own people. Concerned. You see, the traditional role is concerned about his own people, sending the governor messages. So this morning, we know that the governor is still in town. I'm opening the phone lines right now. It's going to be an activity session. What are the internal roads that need attention in your area? Yes, we need to remind him, you know, just the same way the traditional ruler there was sending him text messages. So please send in your text messages, send in your calls. I'm very sure the PRO, the people who are in charge of communications, and maybe even the good governor, because I do know he pays attention to the media, is going to be paying very close attention this morning. After all, he's just one man. He can't do everything. He doesn't know everything. All right? So, 08-01-792-3-0-0-2, 08-01-792-3-0-0-3, 08-01-792-3-0-0-9. The smart number is 070-0923-0923. Please, remember, turn down the volume of your radio set. Be very careful with the words you say. Do not make defamatory or discouraging comments. If you did not see it or hear it, do not make comments that might be seen as inciting. All right, no unsubstantiated claims, please.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Oh dear, apologies. All right, keep trying. This morning, you will have what looks like a direct line to the governor this morning. You know, call us, send us a message. He has said all roads in the state will be motorable before he leaves. So please, which areas has the governor not touched? You heard him. He says, look, that's what leadership is all about, for the people. The paramount ruler will be texting him, when will be our turn? So, please, you need to start calling and telling the governor, when will be our turn? 923, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, I'm calling. My name is Engineer Gamze Ponzunga. I'm calling from New Road, off location at the George Road.
Okay.
Yes. The road leading from off location there to Mbaraja, Ogogoro, called New Road, popularly known as New Road, is in a very bad shape. And if we hear the voice of the governor saying he is going to attend to all roads before he leaves office, the cheering news. And I want to call the attention of the governor also to this part of the our site.
Okay, all right.
New Road. Okanya, new layout of location road. It's a very thoroughfare to access many communities. From here, you can go to even Emoha. Mm. You can access Choba. You can access many places. Please, let it be noted.
All right. Noted. 92.3, good morning.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, to me, the area I feel the governor needs to I think the Choba Axis.
Choba Axis, where in Choba? Where in Choba Axis?
Like, you know, it is the particular place is called Maryland Road. All those area, Alakaya,
all those
places are bad, and there's that area.
All right. That's one important area. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion. Good morning to you.
Good morning, please.
I should also put a call to the governor, also writing a letter this morning. I will call him to focus on Obigbo.
Obigbo.
Obigbo is a city that's growing on its own. And at this time, Obigbo needs assistance from the governor of Rivers. We need the road and the light. We don't need anything in Obigbo. Just give us the light, the street light, and give us roads. All the internal roads in Obigbo need attention. And we promise him this. I am speaking for the people of Obigbo now. I'm putting myself there automatically. We are going to grow the IT arrow of River State by 45%. If he can just give us a good road and street light, and also make this express that they have put a barricade for over many years now. If you can lift up that the band he put on that our express, it has been too long there. Okay. And that is the art of we doing business in Obigbo. The coffee should be uplifted. We are still suffering coffee here in Obigbo there. So let them lift up that coffee, come walk on our road, give us street light, give us two or three infrastructure. I will promise him 40% will go to the IGR of River State.
Mr. Zion is making a bold claim. 40%! Yeah, 40%. All right, so what areas? What are the internal roads? Once again, this morning, the governor, you know, from the flag off of the internal roads in Elekaya. Those of you who know Elekaya very well, if you don't know, maybe just pass through. Well, let me, you know share some insight for you. That particular area, that stretch, Elekaya, from where you have Rumomasi, where you have the market, down to Waja Bridge, right? You see that area? It can easily connect you to anywhere on the right side that takes you up to Eastern Bypass, that can take you up all the way to Transamadi, to Ojiari, and even to town. From that particular place inside Elekaya Housing Estate, you can from there get to Woji. Interestingly, from there you can get to Eleme, and interestingly, from there you can get to Akwa Ibom. So it's a very interesting strategic point in River State. You know, talking about the internal roads, you know, small community, yes, you know, those of you who live inside the Elekaya Housing Estate, for years, the secular road has always been a bane of contention. Who's going to fix this road? All the way down to the Comprehensive Secondary School there, big problem. Down to Bomb Street, big problem. Now the governor says it's good, everybody can come through. 923, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Paraja, Internal Roads. I have called several to complain about this the Paraja Road. It's a road I keep saying that coming from Ozuoba, there's a road called Cornerstone Road.
Yes.
In Paraja, and you link up New Road down to Ara George. It's a road that you can cut off. Now, that same New Road links down to Ogogoro. This road was awarded, in fact, three times awarded. They did up to Stone Bridge twice. And as I see with you, I am right now on that road.
Mm.
Very, very, very bad. I can't just understand why they can't walk on this road. Why they can't fix this road. This who came up, they said they had a political undertone, and then the people, you know, the APC, and I said that should not come today because we are all in River State. Government is the governor of rivers and not the governor of the APC or PDP. So this road should be fixed. Very bad road. But the road is a road that can, that means to Google, links a new road to other jobs, links everywhere.
Okay. Right.
So please, government and the internal road, they should look at these roads too.
All right, thank you very much. 30 seconds before we go on a break. All right, someone in Erema is always praising the governor. Jude, I want to ask the governor, when is Erema's turn? Kingsley is asking, Governor Wike, when is it going to be Erema community's turn? We're having a lot of people now calling in this morning. They want to let you know our roads need fixing. You have given your word. You've promised. You said this is what is what, and that. That's what's going to happen, at least when it concerns internal roads, at least roads generally in River State. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns. And once again, we will come back, hopefully, with the ears of the governor.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. It's 9:32 a.m. Nigeria time. It's time for us to get back to our first conversation of the morning. We have a lifeline directed at the governor because the governor, that will be 0001. Wike says, hey, look, people, see what's happening in Akaya. I'm flagging off this road. A lot of people said it's not going to happen. It's happening. Can you smell what I am cooking? Well, I'm here to tell you that just the way the traditional ruler kept on texting me about my people, when is it going to be the turn of the roads to Lakaya to be fixed? Now I'm here to do it. And he's saying, well, before he leaves, he wants to do the same for the internal roads. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, wherever you are in River State, could you please, you know, send a message right now to the governor to tell him, hello, Mr. Governor, we need our roads fixed. ABC Road has not had attention in a while. Maybe you've forgotten. Maybe the commissioner hasn't told you. Maybe your contractors have not even given you a feedback. But we want to tell you this is what is going on. So, please, 0717-0923-0923, 0717-0923-0923, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Barry Digadom is speaking to us from OGRA. I thought OGRA roads were very good. Good morning to you, Barry Digadom.
Good morning to you, Samuel.
Good morning.
Yeah, my office is within OGRA, but I don't stay at the OGRA.
Ah, interesting.
Yes. But to collaborate with what the last caller before you went on break, that road, the last caller was saying, is a new road that leads to Mbalaja,
Baraja,
Kuru, and Ozoba.
Yes.
Jude, if you see this road, nothing to write home about. If this new road is fixed,
it will decongest traffic on the NTA road. You don't even need a Babalawo to tell you that it will decongest traffic on the NTA road. In fact, we don't even need a flyover at Location Junction if this new road that leads to Mbalaja or Zoba or Ogbogore is fixed. I don't know if the governor is hearing me. This one, he has been flagging off roads across the city. If you remember this new road that is at the back of the NTA, please, Governor Wike, I beg, remember this new road. Please, thank you.
Thank you very much. Another mention of that new road close to Mbaraja, and the one that connects, gets all the way down to Adajod. Akania has also been mentioned this morning. Lots of messages this morning. Okay, I'll get to the WhatsApp message folder right now, in fact, right now. That didn't come from me. I promise you, that didn't come from me. I don't know where that came from. That didn't just come from me. 923, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, please.
Good morning. My name is Chief Comrade Fairbrick.
Welcome, please.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of internal roads here in UP, Southfield, Bolokri. All our internal roads, as I speak with you, almost 90% of it is bad.
Inside Bolokri, so you're talking about Captain Amangala, you're talking about Victoria Street, you're talking about Lexina, Kaduna Street. Are you saying all those roads are bad?
I'm telling you, UP Stanfield, Bolokri, the Stanfield area.
Yes.
The whole internal roads are bad. We don't even have roads.
Okay.
So I'm appealing to the governor to come to UP Southfield. And also, let him also flag off the ring road of Old Port Harcourt Township going towards the Pukulu, Bolokri.
Okay. I know that.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much, Braid. That is in Koro. We have Water and Rupa Cruz on the line.
Sure.
Yes, good morning to you, Dad. Good morning.
Yes. I want to commend this last caller. Yeah, that UP road is very, very bad. Very, very, very bad inside UP. And Total Child in Iwofe, that Total Child road, and this was doing that road. The governor says he should stop and he will do it. I'm pleading with the governor to please visit that Total Child village. Those people are suffering there. Let him do that road. That road is very good. Because any this is stopped, because the governor said they should not do it. Then in Koro internal road, I'm pleading with the governor to come to inside in Koro town to please help the people of Koro and construct a road for them. I want to thank the governor for the good work he's doing. He should continue with his work. Thank you very much. God bless you. Honorable Dan from Koro.
Walter is in Rukpaku. Good morning to you, Walter.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, I want to thank our governor, Talk and Do Governor. I think he has been trying. But, however, I want to bring some leak roads here in Elipokodo. There is a road we call the Okumini Road. That road, you can pass it from here to where we call Osobo Road. Then there is another road we call Abada. That road, you can link it to Flow Station. There is another one we call Ibogo Road. That road, Ibogo Road, you can from there go to Josut. You bus to OPM.
Okay.
But most particularly, the one I want to concentrate now is this Okumini Road. Once this road is being constructed and there's a drainage, I think it can use our flood. This flood we are mentioning. Every time. We have written several letters, and the letters are before him. Let him come and please help us. Thank
Walter,
you.
Thank you very much, Walter from Rupoku. All right, now let's get to the messages now. Young Chief Street in Omucholualu needs urgent attention. It is so difficult during the rainy season. It says, I'm scared for children living there every morning. They have to walk on that road to school. They could fall into the water in their uniforms. Okay, Young Chief Street in Omucholualu. All right, so it's very interesting. There are a lot of roads in Alu. A lot of people don't know Alu community. A lot of people look at the Alu community as stopping at Uniport or just behind Uniport where you have the hostels. No, but it actually does go down. There are lots of internal roads that can take you from, if you go from this Rumosi Junction, right, if you get to where you have the market at the junction, that road there, without coming over to the express, that's talking about the Obirikwe Express Road, can take you to the airport. So there are lots of internal roads. I'm surprised the people of Alu are not raising up their hands and saying, hey, we need these roads to be fixed. Or have they been fixed? I haven't visited there in a long time. So Young Chief Street in Omucholu, Alu, needs urgent attention. People of Alu, what roads need attention? At least the governor is listening this morning. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Samo. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Good morning.
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from Mubikwe.
Welcome.
I just want to call out, another call out also, to draw the attention of the governor towards the axis of Irebe. Jude, I don't know if you know Irebe.
Mm-hmm.
All of the internal roads there, actually every one of them, they are all not even motorable. So I know that is part of River State. It's just before Oyibo. So I want to call the governor to also bring his goodwill to that axis and also come and help us there, do all the internal roads just as he's been in other places. It's going to be a welcome development. So that's just what I want to say.
Thank you very much, Samuel. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, apologies there. Back to the messages. All right, this one here says, please remind the governor that Andoni section of the Unity Road is yet to be completed. Opobo people are driving down home. What have Andoni people done over the past 17 years? Andoni is suffering for that road. We are not talking about the internal roads. This major one, let him complete it. Then think of connecting all Andoni communities to the land. That's Lady V. Thank you very much. Please, Igboeche Road. I knew there was an area I hadn't heard of this morning. Igboeche Road needs urgent attention. The road is very bad, and I appreciate if the government can come to our rescue. All right, Farm Road, Rumosi needs, which of the farm roads needs urgent attention? It's the link between Choba and the Port Harcourt International Airport. When there's hold up on that part of the East-West Road, Tammy from Rumosi, which are the farm roads? Which are link between Choba and... Okay, that's towards the end. When you come all the way from Choba, it comes up at the road near the... What do you call it? The police checkpoint. Oh, okay. That one needs attention to. 93, good morning. Hello? Please turn off your radio set, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Turn off your radio set, please.
About this... Obani of Akabuka Obani Road.
Okay.
Okay. From Akabuka you get to Boburo. From Boburo you get to Obani. From Obani you get to Hale. From Hale you now move straight to Omok. Krikele Omok. The road is bad. So we need urgent attention on that road. It is only Tota that is now having access route, and that is the access route the Obani and Akabuka Boburo people are using.
Okay.
So we need governor to come.
All right, you need the governor to come. The internal road that needs attention in Rumo Limeni here is Okocha Road. The road connects Akar Road and leads to Navy Base. The road is terribly bad that keke riders avoid using it, making passengers to pay extra fares by passing through Akar Road. Major Emmanuel Omodi, thank you very much. All right, good morning. Please, the governor should remember the Jaros Base Road at Iwo Fair that leads to Chinda, Akar Road and St. John's. Ooh, when it rains, the flood can even sweep off an adult. God bless you for this opportunity. All right, thank you. I remember that area too. Rumibekwe Estate, where you have very nice looking people. Says Rumibekwe Estate Road to Elena World by Market Square. The bridge is just completed to the surface. Thanks, Temi in PH. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3, good morning. Oh, dear. Apologies. Okay, all right, so some interesting roads have been mentioned. Let's take a stroll down to Facebook, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Who is this fine lady? Oh, she's the FIFA referee. Oh, she's fine. Oh, she's fine. Anyway, moving on, Jude. 9.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Yeah, happy weekend in advance.
Oh, wish you same.
Yeah, my name is Ogundu, and I'm calling you from Roboco.
Okay.
Yeah, Ogu, I think with what you played, and so many of us were listening to it, and we are very happy that such a plea is given, an opportunity for us to also do our own plea. Please, we want to beg the River State Governor that there is a community called Alakaya. That community is close by Doba.
Mm.
It's housing students.
Mm-hmm.
Housing. It house the community houses students. Houses doctors. Houses nurses. Houses lecturers, professors. And as I'm talking to you right now, if you come into this community, the community does not have one single one. Dude, I said one canal road being maintained or done by this River State Government.
Well, what about the road at that Alakaya Junction that leads to, the other end, talking about the Choba end?
No, that's not Alakaya now. That's Choba. We are talking about the one in front of UPTH, at least those Romalogo.
Yeah.
Or Zoba. That is not an internal road.
Okay.
That is not an internal road. Yes, so what we are saying in essence is, I want to also remind the governor that there was a friend of his, Emenike Dennis, is a friend of the governor before he left this world. He passed away. So I want to remind him, before now they were friends. I want to beg him that Alakaya people are also his friends. Please, we want to beg him. Alakaya does not have one single, when I mean one, two, dude, you are close to Alakaya.
Mm.
How many days I do these surveys I'm talking to you right now? Not even one. So I want to beg the governor. Let him, because of the former friend he had, that is, he's no longer alive, come and help Alakaya people. We are begging, we are dying. Even if you start thinking about it, we should be the number one people, because we are housing almost Nigeria. If you look at it, people from all walks of life, from different places in Nigeria come here to school, to get medications and the rest of it. So I want to beg him, please,
have a point.
In the name of God, come and help us and do it. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. He does have a point when he mentioned about no housing in Nigeria, because a lot of students come from all over the country to get their education from the University of Port Harcourt. It's not actually far from the truth. In fact, it's not even far from the truth. All right. Okay. So moving on, let's get more messages. We're reading a few. Don't forget, when you call in through the smart number, drop your name. There's a call screener. Drop your name and your location. All right. And then you get patched through to us here in the studio. All right. Marvel Jaffet Otonye, this is on Facebook now, says we have one Orazi Koro. One road, is it one road or one, or is it the road is very bad. Please, we need the government to look into it. We've written to the government, but now no response. Okay. Ogua Road. Okay, all right. If you can maybe send that message again, that would be much helpful, please. 923, good morning.
Hello, this is Pastor Shagun Tijani calling from Iwebe.
Welcome. Good morning to you, Pastor Shagun.
Okay, we actually want to beg the governor, the performing governor, to help us in Iwebe. If you're from Port Harcourt coming to Igbo, the left-hand side of Iwebe have not experienced this present administration. On the right-hand side, there was a road they did, old Umbano Road. But on the left-hand side, coming going to Afar, on the left-hand side of Iwebe, where there is the Okro Market, there is Jam Zone, all those areas, all the internal road there and the major road, in there, no single asphalt, no single filling of the road, nothing done. Please, we are begging the Excellency to please help us, so that the little money we have to feed our family, we should not be using to be repairing our vehicle every time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Great to have heard from you as well. Good morning, please. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, dear. Apologies. All right. So I have to go back to the messages. Gabriel is on the line. Gabriel is speaking to us from Eneka. All right. More internal roads being mentioned on my WhatsApp page. Gabriel, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hi, family.
Welcome.
Okay, a very quick one. I really want to appreciate God for using His Excellency Chief Minister E.M. Wike to prove to River State that we have people that can be able to put River State in order. And the comment he made at Elekaya is a very welcome one to everyone who desired the services that he has made. In Eneka, if you want to drive from Eneka down to OPN Road, where we have former OPN Church, we have a lot of estates, and I think it's a very lucrative road. Those coming from HA, Igrita, can by car through Boko hold up and pass there to their own journey. The road is very bad. So we also want to plead with him. He has been in Eneka. We are too sure he has been here, but I'm not sure he has been informed about this road. So I believe that this road needs attention, because during rainy season by next year, we are not going to use that road again. And by then, Rupaku hold up will increase. So I plead with him too.
Okay, Gabriel, pleasure to have heard from you this morning. If you did not know, Eneka is one of the fastest developing areas in Port Harcourt. Yes, you get the yellow of real estate people coming, say, oh, you need to go to Omagua and Co. But right now, if you get to Eneka, you'll be surprised. A lot of people have not even, don't even know the way to Eneka right now. But if you were to get to Eneka right now, you'd be amazed at some of the wonderful structures. I've seen supermarkets. The market there is thriving. It's beginning to be as big. I wouldn't say it's bigger than Rumokoro right now, but it's beginning to be a very influential market, talking about in Eneka. So yes, if you are considering getting to a place right now, Eneka is not too far off. So there is a lot of development in that area, and if the roads are, you know, better maintained, yes, it will bode well for those who go there and who have businesses in that area. All right, final 3 minutes. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. The spot number is 0700-923-0923. All right, please ask our dear governor to remember Ndoni, where former Governor Dili, you know, comes from. Both major roads from Ebeocha Junction to Ndoni and Ndoni internal roads have been washed away by floods. Please, the governor should give us a road to Ndoni in Ogba Egboma Ndoni local government area, from Chief John OB. All right, thank you very much. Good morning. Please, the school to land road. Ooh, I remember that road. At Irebi and other internal roads at Irebi access of River State need fixing. Please, I want to beg the governor to visit the area. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much for bringing that out this morning. All right. This one here says, good morning, Jude. Please, is Rupaku not part of... Of course, Rupaku is... Where, you see, there's some places that everybody knows is part of. Come on. Rupaku is part of River State. All right. So it says the internal road that leads Rupaku to SARS needs to be fixed. But I thought they fixed that road. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was that last month someone called in and said the SARS road is sweet? I need to visit that road. You know, I probably will do that today or tomorrow. You know, somebody said the SARS road was sweet. 923, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Good morning. Okay, my name is Tijani.
Welcome, Tijani.
I really want to appreciate the governor, and I want to beg for this road, which is the Wechi Road, from Umebele, that Umebele 4, Umebele 5, access and then that road that leads to the Wechi Road,
okay.
The major junction, that road from Oyibo Express. There's a major road that we used to go around, but the road is not in a passable way as we speak. If the governor can do that major road, it will ease up traffic on even on Alpha Road and some other access, and it will bring development to that zone. Thank you very much.
Great to have you. I just received a message. Yes, it's been fixed. Yes, I know that sounds rules. I remember, you know, somebody was like, yeah, the road is now... I should really visit that that place to ascertain for myself. But yes, I do remember one or two colors. Now, some of these roads only need maintenance, please. What is the River State Road Maintenance Agency doing? Lady V is asking. You know, Lady V asked a very good question. You know, sometimes it's very vexing. You know, you get to see a small pothole. you know it's going to get worse. And it does get worse. But it could have been prevented. You know, sometimes 100,000 naira or maybe 50,000 naira worth of work would have prevented the road from deteriorating. But, you know, we tend to wait until we need 12 million or 1.7 billion. Nah. Anyway, thank you guys. All right. Once again, the governor said, you know, roads, internal roads in particular, will receive more attention now. We do hope yours was mentioned. Good morning. Hello, Pataka returns.